Talking with Trey Lamb, of course, from the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. And Trey, we're here at this 2019 edition of the National Land and Range Judging Contest. Contest has got a lot of history to it.
Right. Really actually began here in Oklahoma 60-something years ago. I'm from Garvin County, and it was actually some OSU and professors, Extension, and the old Soil Conservation Service. They saw the livestock and crop judging contest and said, we need something for soil and range, and so they came up with the rules and started here, and it's grown into a huge multi-state contest, a real national championship. It's a real honor for Oklahoma to host it.
I know that back in those early days, you had folks like Russell Pearson at WKY and others that were big champions of it, and the kind of the mantle has been passed over to more of the conservation groups here in the state in recent years.
Right. You know, our partners at the National Resource Conservation Service, the federal agency, the State Conservation Commission, and our local conservation district employees and directors are here, along with the Noble Research Institute. So it's really important for us because we are talking about soil, and one of our big programs now is soil health, the renewal, the restoration of that soil. So to be able to get down, and even in our soil health days, demonstration farms and field days, we dig pits just like we see out here. We get down below the surface, see how those roots and the biological activity and the things that have been done in the past, whether plow pans or whatever, how that affects the ability of that soil to be productive.
What do you think a young person, 4-H or FFA member that comes and participates in these contests, what do they take home with them?
Well, I mean, they just the experience of coming to Oklahoma and seeing what Oklahoma has to offer, because we're out here today. There's a lot of slope to the land. It's beautiful. It's green. We have the trees in the background here at the, you know, Cheyenne Arapahoe facility. So I think they see the diversity in Oklahoma, but they also learn about, you know, how productive the soil can be. And what can happen that we saw during the Dust Bowl, when not only wind erosion but water erosion, a lot of this land was really degraded to the point that it was almost abandoned. And after years of activity, years of people putting conservation back in place, of taking care of the soil, we can restore it, and we see how productive it is today.
You know, in your mind, this type of a program, trying to educate the next generation up about, you know, having that right respect for conservation practices. How important is that to the you know, the overall, I guess, stewardship that we talk about when it comes to conservation?
Right. In fact, this is National Stewardship Week. So what started out as soil stewardship. So we recognize that we have a duty and a responsibility. And we, a lot of us, learned that from our parents and our grandparents growing up on the farm, either our own farms or our grandparents' farms. And so many kids these days are disconnected from that, even if they're in rural communities. They don't have that background. And so this is a chance to learn that ethic, to really get down and get in the soil, get and see, you know, by taking care of the soil, what impact that they can have and how they can make it better, and what people have done in the past, because they do get to be around professionals who spent their whole career conserving our natural resources. And that ethic of stewardship can be passed on to them, maybe not from their grandparents, but certainly from mentors that have spent their life's career in this work.